Good morning. It's 8:22.
A little more proof this morning. Republicans are not yet sold on a front runner for president. A new CBS News poll finds Rick Santorum has surged significantly and is now in a statistical dead heat with Mitt Romney. Ron Paul is third. Newt Gingrich is at the bottom of the pack. And joining us live, John King, CNN's chief national correspondent and host of John King USA. Santorum has nearly doubled his numbers, according to this poll. That's a pretty significant gain.
It's remarkable, gentlemen. Good morning. And it's another sign, A, of the volatility in this race that we've been talking about for months, and I suspect we might be talking about for a couple more months. And it really shows the challenge for two people, for Governor Romney, number one, to prove that he's a front runner, and he's going to have to do that by winning Michigan and Arizona when they vote on the 28th. They're the next big contest. And you mentioned that national poll, the CBS poll with Santorum at 30 and Romney at 27. Gingrich is down to 10 in that poll. So, you know, there are a lot of people, I think it was just National Review just yesterday, said he should get out. And Rick Santorum says it's a two-man race. But remember, if you're Speaker Gingrich, you're saying, well, 3 weeks ago, I was the guy close to Romney, and Santorum was at 10%. So he's not going anywhere until at least Super Tuesday. There's also a Michigan poll out that shows Santorum ahead of Mitt Romney in Michigan. If Santorum can win the Michigan primary, there's going to be a lot of head-scratching in the Republican Party.
You know, there's all this talk about how Mitt Romney has been unable to seal the deal thus far in the race. But going back to the last presidential election, weren't Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton going neck and neck well beyond this point?
They were, and some people draw the parallels that there's no question, without a doubt. If you remember the early debates, you know, then Senator Obama was not the greatest debater. He was a much better candidate after that process. And so in some ways you could say if the Republican race goes on, maybe whoever wins is a stronger, more battle-tested candidate. Here's one big difference, though. Back in 2008, when you talked to Clinton supporters, they were fine with Obama as the nominee if he won in the end. If you talked to Obama supporters, they were fine with Clinton as the nominee. You know, some Obama supporters might have raised her support for the Iraq War as a little bit of a grumble, but not a huge complaint. In the Republican Party, you have much more significant divides and fissures between Santorum supporters who just don't like Romney and say, I don't know if I could vote for him. Gingrich, who's been out there making the case, you know, if you look at the exit polls, some of his supporters. Now, would that go away? Would that heal? Most likely, most of it would, but it's a much bigger challenge for whoever wins the Republican race. The Democrats did not have to spend a lot of time healing their wounds after that remarkable 2008 race. I'm sure the Republicans are going to have to do a lot of healing this time.
That's good perspective. John, thanks so much.
Gentlemen, take care.
John King, CNN's chief national correspondent. He's the host of John King USA.
It's 8:24.